It is Tuesday, February 4th, 2014. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, how soup in Fort Smith can help some area children have a better weekend. Plus, students at the University of Arkansas will be in charge of soup, salad, and everything else at the Crescent Hotel for an upcoming weekend.
We also have a wrap-up of the month ahead in visual arts and go to a church to learn more about how art and faith can be closely related.
First, Arkansas immigration reform advocates from the business and agriculture industries are praising U.S. House Speaker John Boehner's recent proposal for an incremental approach to changing the nation's immigration policies. In a conference call with reporters, representatives from the Arkansas Farm Bureau and the Chamber of Commerce spoke of the need for better managed employee verification systems and new work visa rules. They say that would allow both highly skilled and seasonable laborers to better fulfill the demand for workers in various industries. Bo Bishop is with the Arkansas Farm Bureau.
You know, it's almost laughable that we don't have a verification system that's streamlined to protect the employers, you know, who follow the protocol. So often today you'll hear about an employer being presented with the proper paperwork, and the system doesn't catch the fact that they're dealing with someone who's in this country illegally.
Bishop says specialty crops and dairy farms in the state are in particular need for migrant labor. Meanwhile, Steve Copley of Interfaith Arkansas says measures like the DREAM Act should be a priority among the slate of proposals.
So we're excited to see one proposal is to reach out to these young folks who came here, no issue or fault of their own, now have graduated from high school, either want to serve our country in the military or go to college and try to live the American dream.
He says over the next two decades, there will be an estimated 11,000 undocumented Arkansas residents who arrived in the country before the age of 16.
With winter precipitation in the forecast for the coming days and with major road construction projects scheduled to begin or continue throughout 2014, the Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department is reminding Arkansas drivers about its relatively new roads condition page, iDriveArkansas.com. While the page currently shows construction zones and potential delays, department spokesman Danny Straisley says the interactive page will soon be able to suggest alternate routes around construction zones.
Some of the larger projects on Interstate 40 in the eastern part of the state, you know, a lot of traffic comes out of the Memphis area, and Interstate 40 between Little Rock and Memphis, heavy traveled corridor, and backups can go for hours, unfortunately, at times. And so we're adding a feature on there that will let motorists know, hey, there's a traffic delay ahead. Here's an alternate route that you can look at and consider. So what we're doing is we're producing more information to help the motorists make a more informed decision about what their travel can be.
Straisley said there is another multimedia-based feature on the way for the website.
The Highway Department has traffic cameras all over the state and around the tunnel and here in Little Rock and several other areas around the state. And we will be making the video from those traffic cameras available to the public on iDriveArkansas.com. So we're pretty excited about that. We're working out some capacity issues as far as providing the bandwidth, because we really think it's going to be a pretty big hit and something that's in high demand. So we want to make sure that when it's delivered to the public that it is ready for the public without any problems.
Although the website is currently viewable on mobile devices, Straisley says that when the new features are complete, standalone apps for Android and iOS devices will be developed.
Because of snow and icy road conditions, recycling and solid waste collections in Fayetteville have been postponed indefinitely. According to the city, collection services will be delayed until road conditions improve so collections can continue in a safe manner. The city's solid waste division will reassess streets tomorrow to make a decision on resuming collection services. In addition, the city's recycling and trash transfer station, recycling facility on North Street, and city compost facilities are closed until further notice. Also, city offices are closed today, and tonight's city council meeting has been canceled. The University of Arkansas is now closed all day today as well.
Spring enrollment numbers are in for the University of Arkansas Fort Smith. The college is reporting full-time equivalent enrollment dropped 4% to just under 5,100 students this semester. The total headcount for the university also declined nearly 6% to just over 6,200 students this semester. However, the unofficial census day totals showed a 6% increase in upper-level student semester credit hours and an 11% increase in high school students enrolled concurrently at UAFS.
A longtime member of the University of Arkansas Athletics Department will retire at the end of this academic year. Bev Lewis, the former director of women's athletics and current associate vice chancellor and executive associate athletic director, announced yesterday she'll retire effective June 30th. Lewis has been in her current position for 6 years, during which time she helped merge the men's and women's athletic departments into one department. Prior to that, she was the director of women's athletics for 19 years and helped increase women's participation in athletics with the addition of volleyball, golf, gymnastics, and softball programs. And before assuming the women's athletics director post, she coached the Razorback women's cross country and track teams and garnered the first national ranking and first two top 10 NCAA championship finishes for women's cross country.
With the wintry precipitation that has moved into the area, many burn bans have been canceled. According to the Arkansas Forestry Commission, only 12 counties in Arkansas are currently under burn bans, none of which are in northwest Arkansas, and the wildfire danger has abated for all of the state. Forecasters with the National Weather Service in Tulsa say the snow received Sunday and the freezing rain and sleet of today are being caused by a strong upper-level storm system moving through the area. Robert Darby is a lead forecaster with the Weather Service.
That's producing areas of sleet, snow, and freezing rain. It looks like that system's going to start to move to the east this afternoon. There'll be lingering areas of light freezing drizzle possible. And then we have a very cold air mass that's going to be moving into the area Wednesday and Thursday.
Darby says that cold air mass could cause wind chill values to fall below 0 degrees. He also says the cold will remain through the week, and a storm system that forecasters expect to move into the area early next week could bring with it more wintry precipitation.
Tonight, cloudy, a chance of snow and freezing drizzle before midnight, lows from 15 in northwest Arkansas to mid-20s for the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Highs will be around 24 in northwest Arkansas, but the wind chill around 1 for the Arkansas River Valley. Highs tomorrow in the upper 20s. Tomorrow night, cloudy, a low of 5. Wind chills as low as 7 below in northwest Arkansas. Lows in the mid-teens tomorrow night for the Arkansas River Valley. Wind chills as low as 5.